Hello, Bernie High School. This is Paul Hageman here at the South Texas Jazz Festival to give you some comments today. Looking forward to your performance. Wish you all the best. Good luck to you. Have fun. Brass, nice sound. I would have backed, don't force it. I don't think you were forcing it, but you don't have to play quite that loud. Nice and easy, nice and light. Yeah, nice. Watch when you do your forte pianos and the brass that your pitch stays constant throughout. Be careful of that. Hold the tempo steady in the rhythm section. Just real lock it in. Not bad. Not bad, but occasionally you'll throw a beat here and there just a little bit. Yeah, trumpet, nice solo. Like the rhythm section to think about, you're accompanying the soloists, lock in to what they're doing, and soloists back and forth, they have to have a conversation, sound like y'all are really working the same ideas and so forth. Don't rush those quarter notes on this beat. Tuning problem right here in the sax is that unison. Watch the brass on your articulation. Don't get louder, faster when you get louder. Good. Nice job overall. Okay, a few things, on the unison lines, good intonation is a direct result of good balance. So, in the saxophones, whenever you have a unison, the altos should back off a hair and the tenors kind of take it. That typically will get you a thicker, richer sound. Felt like the altos were covering the tenors a little too, they were playing a little bigger than the tenors, and so that resulted in a little bit of an intonation problem at times. So always be aware whether you're in unison or in harmony, because that will affect, of course, how loud your volume needs to be. And in the brass, just be sure, remember in swing style, the eighths are all longs. Jazz is a study of legato, swing style. So make sure you're always thinking about that. And rhythm section, you know, you're not separate from the band. You're an integral part of the band, so make sure you're really listening and working with the soloists. Job, Sophia. Way to go. Yeah, so some balance issues in there, and particularly timing issues. Just couldn't tell. I couldn't always hear. The groove wasn't completely set, but it's super important that that time be solid as a rock, and it's not affected by whether they're playing loud or soft. And that's what I'm hearing kind of throughout. So just be really, really careful with that. Everybody has to listen to each other and adjust if you feel like you're not, you know, big enough in the section or something. bass started just a little. Hold it, drummer. That note should be real big. Dot. Get softer right there. Yeah, each of those long notes has to be hit it, get away from it, get softer, and then bring it back. And then hold your intonation as you crescendo. That's a good one. Da, 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 da. So you got to get more character to those quarter notes that are by themselves. D-A-H-T. Don't rush. Ba-do-ba-dee-da. You want to kind of almost swing that line. And it's rushing. Done with all the bones doing it, but just one, it works. Good dynamic contrast here. Way to get down rhythm section so we can hear the solos. Keep that intensity going. Way to get up, take a solo, guys. Yeah, should come down further and then come back up. Dot each time, that note. That quarter note's got to be more emphatic. Dot. Don't rush. Don't rush the figures, I should say. It's not that the tempo's rushing. The figures are being rushed within them. All right. Yeah. The balance goes when you guys do a crescendo. You've got to hold your balance through the crescendo, and I'm not hearing that at all times. Yeah, the rhythm section had a lot better groove in that one than your previous tune, so way to go on that. I know that's a style we all like, right? Okay. Unison lines have to be a little better balanced so we get a little better pitch. More clarity on those. those articulations. Watch your tuning, watch your tuning. I'm not hearing too much on the ride cymbal. I'd like to hear a little more ride cymbal. More clarity in this line, a little better time, pushing forward and rushing a little bit. The volume, your director's got it exactly right. He's asking the rhythm section to back off a little in the section. Y'all have to always be aware of what we're doing. Watch those long notes in the trombones and the tenors a little bit too loud and not quite in tune. Rush those figures. You gotta tune that chord. Tune that chord by isolating the fourths, the perfect fourths within the band, and having to make sure they sit perfectly still. Yeah, it's a lot of good things. You know, the keys that I'm hearing are, sometimes it sounds like the rhythm section and the band are two separate groups. And yet they've got to be the same, you know, it's the same unit, everybody working together. And I just feel like we're not quite there doing that yet. The band has to make sure that the tempo is not affected by the rhythm and the volume. Okay, whatever the rhythm is, don't rush the figures, or whatever the volume is. If it gets loud, don't get faster. If it gets slow, if it gets soft, don't get slower. And then a lot of places in there where we had some intonation issues in the unisons, particularly really listen to each other. It's a good program, had some really good tunes and some good stuff. It's great hearing you guys. I don't think I've heard you before, so I enjoyed your performance. Got some things to work on, but I enjoyed your performance today, and I wish you guys all the best. Thanks. Bye-bye.